The Good Neighbor Network. FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro. FM 100.5 Smyrna. And online at WGNSradio.com. This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Bart Walker.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we are focusing on the Rutherford County Public Library System. This is the first day of spring. And, of course, spring is when everybody starts reading books.
Is that so?
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, we like to encourage it every season.
Oh, all the time. Okay. That was Trey Gwynn's voice that you heard. And a chuckle in the background. You brought a friend with you today.
I did. This is Taylor Davis.
Hello.
Hey, Taylor. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
Doing great. Good to have you with us. Now, what is your position with the library?
I am a library assistant over at the Technology Engagement Center.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's good to have you with us. And from that title, I just suddenly, it came to my mind, this is the young lady I would imagine with a title like that who would know about the eclipse that's coming up.
Good instinct. That is correct.
That is quite the extrapolation, but I like it.
Well, you know, you have to think about those things for a while. And the minute she said what her title was, that eclipse. Yeah, the eclipse lady.
Yes.
There's going to be some special activities at the library with the total eclipse coming up.
Yes, absolutely. So the
sounds
total
like
eclipse,
a song we could break into.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Total eclipse of the heart.
Yeah.
Here comes the sun.
Yeah. All of those.
So on April 8th, all across the contiguous United States, we're going to be in the path of a total solar eclipse. So here in Rutherford County, we're not going to be in exact 100% totality, but it's going to be enough that starting around 12:45 in the afternoon, you're going to start seeing the moon creep across the sun and start blocking out the light. It's going to cast us in complete shadow. It's going to reach peak around 2 p.m. and wind down at 3:30. And this isn't going to happen again until 2045. So Wow. Very special, rare kind of celestial event.
Yeah.
Now, is there going to be something at the library
about absolutely.
This?
So all of our branches, that's Limbaugh downtown, Smyrna, Myrtle Glinton Lord over in Patterson Park, Eagleville, and over with us at the Technology Engagement Center on Minerva Drive right by Hobgood, we're all having special events. Most of the branches are going to have story times, crafts, snacks, but we're really excited at the Technology Engagement Center being the dedicated STEAM library, that's science, technology, engineering, arts, mathematics. We're kind of having like an eclipse block party with Hobgood next door.
Cool.
So we're going to have the bookmobile out there. The bookmobile is pretty new. We've only had it around for like a month or so.
Yep.
I'll have the speakers bumping, music. We're going to have do-it-yourself eclipse t-shirts. Also story time, snacks, art, bubbles.
Tell us some of the significance of the eclipse, how this is going to impact our lives.
Absolutely.
Well, briefly, we won't be able to see the sun.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared. You might notice some strange natural phenomena. The temperature can drop as much as like 5 degrees. The animals tend to get confused. So nighttime animals like crickets might start to sing. The birds may go quiet. Maybe even flowers will close up and turn away.
Wow.
Yeah, back in the day, way before we had the technology we have now, societies like the ancient Greeks actually thought that eclipses were a sign of bad things to come. Because when you see the sun blotting out, what else do you think, right?
Sure. Something bad happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it comes from the word eclipse, which means to be abandoned. How creepy is that?
Yes.
But we know better now, and we're really excited.
So we need to be at the library that's nearest us on April 20th about lunchtime.
April 8th.
April 8th?
April 8th.
Okay, April 8th. I was looking at my wrong notes. That was Earth Day.
Yes. Yes, which is also important, and the library will be at that event that y'all were talking about.
Okay.
but this is the 8th.
April 8th, okay. And I was reading something the other day about radio broadcasting. Could be impacted by the eclipse it could make it go farther at that certain time. They're making some studies on it because we don't have too many opportunities to study that, just a few times each generation or so. So on April the 8th, they're going to study with the solar eclipse, the sun burst on the sun, the explosions up on the sun.
Oh, interesting.
Which could make it suddenly worldwide communications for that period of time. They're studying it.
Well,
in fact, we've gotten recordings from WGNS. We regularly, in the wintertime, get listeners who tune in the Sweden area and Scandinavian countries.
Is this on the AM band?
Well, actually, it's all, but at WGNS, obviously, that's the one that's impacting it for us. But mostly shortwave on those.
Gotcha.
Which we don't have, but on the AM band, it does have, you know, those skips.
And as far as, I don't know if this is the kind of nitty gritty that you're talking about, but as far as a way that it might impact our day-to-day life is, we might be seeing some tourism too, because there are people that follow eclipses around the entire world. They'll go to wherever there's an eclipse happening and go there. Now we're not, like Taylor said, we're not quite in the totality, you know, so we'll probably see a lot of people flocking up to like Kentucky, but we're still close enough that you might see an influx of tourism in this area just to see the eclipse.
Cool. By the way, if you want to ask a question, probably be best to text us the question at 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450, and we'll be happy to at least check it out and try to give you an answer. 615-893-1450 if you have a question you'd like to text us this morning. And again, that special date that you need to be at the and now all the libraries are doing it, Eagleville, Smyrna, Line Ball, all of those. The eclipse day, April the 8th. What day is that? Do you know?
That's a Monday.
Monday, okay. So Monday, April 8th at 12:45. There was talk about the county schools closing that day so kids could do some checking on this.
There was talk about that. I don't know if they actually canceled it or not.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. We can use the Google machine real quick and check.
You have a Google machine here with This is phenomenal.
No, that's just a nerdy way of talking about my phone.
Okay. Speaking of that, one thing we've been mentioning on the air are your classes that you offer at the Tech Center about working a computer.
Yes, sir.
And then you boldly said, come to any of our library branches if you're having problems with your phone, know how to work the smartphone.
Sure. And in case any of our coworkers are listening, when I boldly said that, I meant when I will be there. I'm not making a commitment for other people, but yeah.
How do we know where you'll be?
We
don't. That's the secret.
That's how I get away with making such bold predictions. If you go to our website, on the events, you'll find a series of classes that are called one-on-one tech help or one-on-one smartphone help. And those, we have one of those at each of our branches at least once a month. I just go to a central part of the library. Sometimes I'll set up a sign with me. It's first come, first serve. If I get more than one person, I juggle between them. If you have a phone that you want to get more out of or a phone that maybe it's brand new and you just don't know how to work it, check our website and come to one of my one-on-one help sessions and I'll help you with whatever you need, whether that's just getting more familiar with it or wanting to get more out of it.
Very good. So what do they call you first? And set up a time, or
they could. I mean, I've had people, but if they just check our website, it has the times that are on the calendar.
Okay, here's a question from a listener. This just came in. They said they are wanting to learn more about those computer classes at the Technology Center. Are they ongoing, or do they have to wait until they start up again?
So at the Tech specifically, we have we're partnered with Rutherford County Adult Education to do computer classes. They run every Monday and Tuesday. On Mondays, they're 3:30 to 5, Tuesdays 2:30 to 3:30, and they are self-led. It's kind of like a rotating 10-week module series that'll take you right from the basics up to more advanced things such as Excel and PowerPoint. So those are free to the public, and you're welcome to come on in anytime you like. There's no sign-up necessary for those in particular.
So you don't have to wait until a certain time for it to start up again.
Not at all. And if you ever miss a week, that's the beauty of it being a repeating 10-week cycle, is you can always come back in when it comes up again.
Alrighty.
And I'm actually working on as far as my classes go, and I don't want to create too much of a separation between the two, because I mean, these are also library classes, mm-hmm. that Taylor's talking about. But the ones that I coordinate, I'm working on the April, May, June schedule right now, and it'll just be on our website in the next, I don't know, week or so probably, and people can come check it out. And if people have, you know, specific classes that they would like to take, you know, a lot of my classes are based on patron suggestions. So if they have a class they need, I'm happy to try and develop it or find a volunteer that can teach it for me if it's too advanced for my history major brain.
So this is going to be happening on a regular basis with the Rutherford County Public Library System. And if you have your library card for one of the branches, you are good for all of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Including the brand new bookmobile.
Yeah, and people also don't stop and think sometimes about your electronic services that you have, where you can check out audio books and electronic books and just read them on your smartphone.
Absolutely. We have two different apps, one called Libby and one called Hoopla. And they can be installed on a smart device like your phone. Hoopla can actually be installed on like a smart television too. So you can watch it like you would Netflix.
So you can check out a movie.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have a collection of movies and TV shows on Hoopla, including a bunch of random British television. If you're into that, like if you're a PBS kind of person, you know, you can check out some of that stuff.
All right, and this is all through our Rutherford County Public Library System. Well, we want to say good morning to Rita Shacklett, who is yes. tuned in this morning, drinking her cup of coffee yes. on the back porch. I won't say surrounded by grandchildren, because I'm not sure whether they're there or not, but
no.
She's enjoying a yes. new world.
Yes, that what this is the first post retirement radio.
The day that we've had the radio show that Rita's been retired.
Yes, sir.
48 years 48. Right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she's experiencing something new.
Yes, and I will say this, as an outsider, I'm obviously, I don't know what's, I'm sure she appreciated it too, but like, even just as one of Rita's underlings, it's actually been really fun watching the outpouring of support. Of you know, Smyrna made a proclamation about her time as the library director, and it's just been wonderful to see how many people she's impacted over the last 48 years.
Well, she was telling us about how when she started at the library, they had just introduced computers. And so one of her first jobs was to be put in charge of the computers and uh-huh. show people how they could work, because she was the youngest there.
Yes.
Why is it that the youngest always get to do the computers? Oh, they're young. Young people understand computers. But now as she grew older, did she forget? I mean... We all were young at one time.
No,
and as we get older, they don't say, go to see them. They were here when the computers got started.
Well, okay, so I will say this, and if Rita's listening, I'm being 100% serious when I say this. She could teach an advanced Excel class because of all of our budget sheets for the last 10 years have been done in Excel, and they are advanced, you know, like one page referencing another page, referencing another spreadsheet referencing. I mean, it's incredible. So I'll say it right now, Rita, if you're listening, I would love for you to volunteer. She had a fancier computer at work than I do. So she's kept up with it. That's the key, is just being around at the beginning is one thing, but you got to keep up with it. That's the difference.
And that's what the Technology Engagement Center enables everybody to do, to not only keep up with it, but you got to get on board first.
Yeah, and Taylor's there every day. So, I mean, can you give us any insight into that?
Absolutely. That's the thing about tech, is even people who are, I guess, fans like me and relatively younger, it's always evolving. So there are fields that I feel confident in. I do a lot of coding. We actually started launching our last Saturday coding classes. So, and that's
now, what is coding? I think of Morse code. That's not the one you're thinking about, I don't guess.
Yeah, so coding as in writing computer programs, development, programming. It takes a lot of different names, but literally using languages like HTML, CSS, you can do anything from building websites to apps to just a little bit more advanced than basic computer skills, but we're still trying to make that available to the general public. I guess what I mean to say is that even something like that evolves over time, because that's just the way the technology goes. It keeps growing and growing. So that's mm-hmm. what we like to do at the Technology Engagement Center, is whatever level that you're at, we would like to meet you there. Mm-hmm. So if you are interested in launching off and learning more. I know this summer I'm really excited about getting our 6th through 12th grade girls who are interested into our Girls Who Code program, if they would like to learn how to code along with me. We're meeting with some Girl Scouts tonight mm-hmm. to do our intro to coding, their coding badge going. Or if you're a member of the community that is scared to touch a mouse or a keyboard, we would like to help you conquer that fear.
Yeah, and it's true. If we have any Girl Scout troop leaders or Boy Scout troop leaders listening, the tech is a great place to knock out some of those tech badges, those technology badges, because we've already developed some of the stuff we need to do that, but mm-hmm. two, we have the equipment that you might need to do that. We have Girl Scout troops coming in all the time because they have a lot of STEM badges that they can do. And I will say, I know that we don't have a ton of time, but your Morse code, you're not as far off as you might think, really, because at its core, all computer programming is telling zeros and ones what to do.
Oh, okay.
And the zeros and ones are what they're the DNA of, or electrons and protons of every computer program you use. Morse code is literally just saying, is this on? Is it off? Is it mm-hmm. on? Is it off?
Right.
And then you make mm-hmm. the code out of it, right?
Sure.
Just imagine your computer, the computer sitting in front of you, are doing that millions and billions of times a second so that you can see stuff, you know. But I mean, but it's the same thing at its core.
We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be back. And there are some interesting things that you may not realize about our Technology Engagement Center, some things that they have that I'll bet you didn't know they have. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Turn your fingers into a microphone and talk back. WGNSradio.com is Rutherford County's online source for what matters to you. WGNSradio.com.
Hi, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurants. One of the new menu items that we have added is our Salmon Imperial. Our Salmon Imperial is a fresh cut piece of salmon with shrimp and a crab meat blend. And then we've put our Alfredo sauce on top of it. It's great for a low carb diet that you can get with spinach, but also it just has an amazing flavor with a mixture of all those flavors between the shrimp Alfredo and then our salmon. Please have your family join our family for lunch or dinner 7 days a week at Demas's.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. We have all the items needed to spoil your pet, toys, food, treats, and more. Whether you're a new pet parent or a very experienced one, you'll find the items and help you need here at Animal City. We are proud and thankful to be celebrating our 33rd year in the Murfreesboro community. That's Animal City. We're at 919 Northwest Broad Street, right here in Murfreesboro. please check out our Facebook page.
Good morning. There's still a couple of wrecks in their clearing stages, but it remains heavy coming through Hermitage Donaldson right now on 40 West as you come past B&A Airport. It's still loaded up pretty good with some volume up through the Antioch area in from Rutherford County 24 West from Bell Road all the way up to Harding Place as it runs a little bit slow at times through Millersville on 65 South through that section of Sumner County. Prince's Hot Chicken is hiring at all four of their locations. Order online today. It's easy. Just log on to princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We'll see sunny skies here this afternoon with a high into the upper 50s. Winds out of the southwest to 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 24.
Tire World is excited to announce the annual At Cost Tire Sale.
At Cost? Did I read that right?
That's correct.
This week only and ends this Saturday.
Really? At Cost?
We already went over this.
This week only and ends this Saturday.
Just read the script.
At Cost. At Tire World.
This is Chip Walters, and you're listening to Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station.
Yeah, we got them.
MTSU Sports on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
The Action Line on WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, United Communications, MTE's internet company. Keeps on growing, yes. It has announced back in August a multi-year project expansion. They're going to be creating 1,400 route miles of new fiber optic lines capable of delivering multi-gig internet service. Find out more at MTE.com/internet. United Communications, fast local fiber. Our phone number 615-893-1450 if you'd like to join us in this segment of our broadcast this morning from the Technology Engagement Center. Our special guest Taylor Davis and Trey Gwynn, and in just a few moments, about 10 minutes from now, a whole school bus full of librarians will be entering our building and taking over for about 12 minutes. Is that like a sit-in or something of that sort?
Yes,
I'm not sure what it is.
It's our monthly field trip to WGNS. We all just come and tell you about what's happening.
I'm looking forward to that. Now, we were talking about some things that are happening at the Technology Engagement Center, which is on Minerva Drive, right here in Murfreesboro. The Seed Library, today is the first day of spring, actually tonight at 10 o'clock, if we want to be accurate, because it certainly at 24 degrees doesn't feel like spring.
No.
But 10 o'clock tonight it will.
Yes. And so the Seed Library, and Taylor can go into more detail because, you know, this is something she works with every day, but we call it a library, but you don't have to return the seeds. You can come get them. You can come get six a week with your library card.
Six seeds.
Six seed packets.
Oh, packets.
Yes, sorry. My mistake. And three magical beans if you bring your cow in. We'll trade. You can get six packets of seeds a week. Right now we've got cucumbers and all kinds of stuff that'll fill your garden. It's totally free. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Taylor, am I missing anything?
I'm just telling you more. So with your Rutherford County Library card, doesn't matter if you've never been to the Technology Engagement Center. This is actually how we've gotten a lot of first-time patrons. They'll come in and be like, "We didn't know this place existed." I'm like, "Most people don't. Please tell your friends.
Yes.
We're here. We exist." But it's great for local gardeners, experienced gardeners. If you're brand new, all you need is your library card. We're happy to set you up if you don't have one. And yes, it's six packets of seeds, mm-hmm. and each packet has several seeds. We have, right now, tomatoes are really popular. We have peppers, flowers, herbs, and it's going to change seasonally based on what's good to plant right now. And each packet has information to help you just know how they thrive, germination times.
Mm-hmm. Do you show us how to do this? I mean, or do you just, you do more than just drop the seed in the ground, don't you?
Well, so the nice thing is, and these are really clever, I'm on the side of the seed packet is a little chart that tells you almost exactly everything you need to know, like how deep you need to plant them, where you need to when you need to plant them, when the ideal time is, how close to each other you can plant them. It's a neat little It's like a graph. It's like a chart. Why can't I think of what it's called? But
instructions.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. Yeah. But it's a very succinct. It's a very succinct instructions. I am not a gardener at all. Like, in fact, I would say that I have a black thumb. Like, whatever I plant dies. But I picked up a seed packet for Fort. Fort and I are going to plant some seeds because he loves cucumbers. And so that's why I mentioned cucumbers a minute ago. And I am not nervous at all about planting them because everything I need to know is right there on the side of the packet.
And you can do this just... What are the hours at the Tech Center?
So Monday through Thursday, we are open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday, it'll be 10 to 5, I believe. Also Saturday, 10 to 5. And then Sunday, 1 to 6.
Yes.
Now, there are some things at the Technology Engagement Center people may not realize you have. A 3D printer, for example. I've heard a lot of things you can do with a 3D printer. Tell us, how do you get, do you have classes and how to use this or what?
We do. So one of the great things about the Technology Engagement Center, or the Tech, we just tend to call it the Tech, is we have a fairly fully functioning makerspace. So if we have local crafters or people who are interested in using technology to further their just maker mind, we have a 3D printer. We have a Glowforge, which is a laser cutter. You can use that to cut acrylic, wood, stone, engraving.
Not vinyl.
Vinyl.
I almost burned down the Tech once because I wanted to cut some vinyl.
It is a laser. You do have to be careful. Yeah. Absolutely. We do have a vinyl cutter separate, though.
Yes.
Button makers, etc. So, yes, we have, for the 3D printer and the Glowforge, orientations that are held over the weekend. All you need to do is, again, have a library card, come attend our orientation. And then you are free to come use it at your discretion.
Cool.
Yeah, once you've taken the orientation, we flag your library account. And that means that you can come in and use the 3D printer. There's a small replacement cost fee for the, it's called filament. That's the plastic that you put into a 3D printer. But it's just to replace what you're using. Or you can bring your own.
It costs the same either way.
Yeah. But other than that, it's totally free to use.
Now, you have something else called virtual reality. Now, we've seen this on TV. Some of us have done it in person. I have not done it in person because when I went, I had my granddaughter with me, and she wouldn't let me. She wanted it. But it looked fun. Sure. Tell us, and can adults come at a certain time when their grandchildren will let you're not going to keep us from doing it, are you?
No. But we have a couple of different versions of virtual reality. One of them, unfortunately, has been in mothballs since the pandemic because, it's something that you put your face into and we just... I don't know. We've been uneasy bringing it back out in a post-pandemic world. But we have that's one kind, and then we have another kind that is more available to the public. I can't think of the brand name of it, but
what will it show you?
Well, so there's a bunch of different stuff you can do. There's a bunch of different stuff you can do, from very simple stuff to playing video games inside of the virtual reality. It's a simple thing, but one of the best ways that I think I've found to kind of show people virtual reality and kind of what it's like is that there are apps that let you like watch a movie inside of virtual reality, where literally all you're doing is sitting in a virtual theater watching a movie on the wall, but it gives you such a sense of like being in a theater, like such a sense of space, because you can look around and you'll see. I can't do that because I've got the microphone in my mouth. I should, yeah. Or in my face. I shouldn't turn my head. But you'll look around and you'll see
other people.
Well, you'll see seats around you and stuff like that. But it makes you feel like you're in the space.
Wow.
But then that's a very simple thing, like, because then you can also go up to games like Beat Saber, where you're where these there are these blocks coming at you and you're holding a lightsaber and you can cut the blocks.
So you really feel as if you're attacked
and,
by
and,
blocks.
And what that's called, or what they call that, is presence. Like if you put on something and you didn't feel like you were in the space, it was just like, oh, there's a giant television in front of me. That wouldn't give you presence. These modern virtual reality things make you feel like you're inside of wherever you are. And the term that the tech people have come up with is presence.
When I was a kid, there was some movies called Cinerama, and you felt as if you were on a roller coaster or going out into the desert or the Grand Canyon. Do you have videos like that or virtual reality?
We do, actually. Yeah. So I've been working to get our Meta VR headset. It literally just like is almost like, you ever seen scuba goggles that kind of enclose all of your eyes? it's very much like that, but the way that the technology works, it does really trick your brain into thinking that you are somewhere where the scope is in just vast and unbelievable. And I know that I have been working to curate with Kathleen and some of our other folks at the tech. We have like an ocean simulator called the Blue, where you look like you're in the ocean. You see whales going by. It looks like a full-size whale. Grand Canyon adventure, mountain climber. We even have a more educational. Well, those are educational, but there's one that is like a virtual tour of the Anne Frank House in Amsterdam. It just makes you feel like you're walking through it.
Oh yeah, climbing the stairs and all of that.
Well, and it's so funny because I've been behind the counter at the tech. If you come see us, it's not an amazingly huge space, but the set is small enough that I just put it on my head and I'm bumping into the counter because I think I'm in a house and I'm like, oh no, I'm really here.
Yeah, no, it's amazing how quickly your brain can be tricked into thinking, oh, I'm somewhere completely different.
So if you want to visit Anne Frank's house in Amsterdam, yes, you can go over to the tech and do it for a whole lot less then it would take the other way.
And a lot of museums have put out versions like that. So you can travel the entire world without leaving Murfreesboro.
So cool. And this is all at our Technology Engagement Center, TEC, which is why they just call it tech.
Although,
but the best thing is, if you have a library card, you're good for... You can do all of this at no charge.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I was just going to make a joke that now that Rita's retired, I want to rename it the Rita Shacklett Technology Library. because she was so integral in getting it built. So.
Oh, she got everybody excited on that. We were the second in the United States, I believe. The one over in, not Austin.
Bexar County, Texas.
But what town is that?
Oh, I don't remember.
Nobody knows what Bexar County.
Well, because it's
out. And they don't even spell it right.
No. Yeah, we talked about this last month.
That's right.
Yeah.
Is it Houston?
No, it's, I'm showing
what
my,
is that?
My lack of.
I got so excited when she was getting it started. We went there to look at it, and all I can remember is Bexar, B-E, it has an X in it.
X-A-R. Bexar. It's San Antonio.
San Antonio. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we went there during, actually, it was right before Thanksgiving. And they were having their Christmas parades in the river behind the hotel.
Oh, that's fun.
Which is right next to one of their tech centers. So, but it was, I'll have to say this, now that we both physically have them, the one here is much better.
well, we had the opportunity to learn from theirs, so.
We have about a minute left in our broadcast before the field trip from librarians takes over the studio. Anything that we've left out that you want to mention?
No, not necessarily. I mean, but since we've been talking about just what the tech has to offer, you know, we have a recording studio that people can use. It's not nearly as professional as what we're standing in right now, Bart, but you know, it's better than your laptop microphone in your house, and you can use that if you have a library card. We've got an arcade cabinet full of retro games that you can play. You don't even need a library card for that. You can just come in and start playing. So it's
we've got a great kid center. We have story times. We do Tuesdays and Thursdays with experiments.
Yep.
All at the Tech Center. And Taylor, before we leave, again, the date and time for us to come by any of the branches for the Eclipse events.
Yes. For the Eclipse, it's going to be Monday, April 8th, and shoot for around 12:30 to 1 p.m. for our library branches.
Sounds like a winner to me. And we want to say special thank you this morning to Taylor Davis, who's visiting with us from the Tech Center, and Trey Gwynn, who is on loan from, well, we're not sure. Nobody wanted to claim him.
that's about right.
Thanks again. Field trip for librarians coming up next.
If you're looking for an authentic relationship with financial experts who genuinely care about your unique needs, Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank wants to help you reach your financial goals, because at Capstar Bank, you matter to us. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tire World's annual at-cost tire sale is finally here. For 1 week only, all passenger and light truck tire brands will be sold at cost, plus an additional 20% off the installation. Want more? Okay. Get up to another $100 back by double-dipping with manufacturer rebates. The sale is short, but the savings are huge. That's because Tire World doesn't put discount in its name. It puts the discount in your pocket.
At Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
The Rick and Bubba Show weekdays from noon till 2.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
Hello from the Rutherford County Library System. This is Amanda bringing you library news and events from our five branches around the county and what's going on at your library system. The Tennessee Library Association Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee is thrilled to provide an update on the upcoming March for Libraries event, scheduled to take place from 8 a.m. till noon on April 13th in downtown Nashville at the Walk of Fame Park, and coincides with the last day of National Libraries Week. This event offers a platform for all members of our community to come together in a nonpartisan demonstration in support of libraries. The committee is seeking additional volunteers to assist with various tasks. Those who are interested in contributing are encouraged to reach out at march4libraries@gmail.com or on Instagram at march4libraries. And remember, the brand new Rutherford County Library System Bookmobile is on the road. While the new Bookmobile is smaller than its predecessor, it is full of new features and technology, including a stereo system, Chromebooks, a TV screen, a handicap accessible entrance, and free Wi-Fi that can be accessed up to a football field away. Not to mention its eye-catching updated appearance. A full list of scheduled stops is listed on our website, with the tracking map back online soon. To find out where the Bookmobile is currently located, visit our website at rclstn.org or call 615-893-4131. Also note, all branches of the Rutherford County Library System will be closed Sunday, March 31st for Easter. But as always, you can still access all of our digital content 24/7 from Hoopla, Libby, and our online catalog. Now let's hear from Limeball Youth Services.
Hello. This is Katie Turner, Youth Services Coordinator at Linebaugh Public Library.
And this is Belle Kane, Youth Services Assistant at Linebaugh.
We are quickly coming to the end of our winter and spring program season.
Our A is for Alphabet Storytime theme finishes in April with Z is for Zoo on April 2nd and 3rd, and an Alphabet Wrap-Up Party on April 9th and 10th. Our final itty-bitty story time of this season will be Thursday, April 11th at 10 a.m.
For all of our science enthusiasts, we'll be having a special program for the upcoming solar eclipse. On April 8th, we'll have a solar eclipse story time at 12:30 p.m. Our viewing party will run from 1 to 3 p.m. with crafts, games, and snacks. Solar eclipse glasses will be available at Linebaugh for our event participants.
The Read It First Book Club meets on Fridays at 4 p.m. Read It First is a book club for middle grade readers. Each week, we'll discuss the juvenile fiction chapter book of the month. On the last Saturday of the month, we'll watch the movie together. March's book and movie are the classic tale Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. April's pick is The Secret Garden by Frances Hodgson Burnett. Check out our catalog for information about both physical and digital copies of these books.
Do you have a child who is a struggling or new reader? Does your child love to read? Does your child love dogs? We have the perfect opportunity for you here at Linebaugh. Call to register to read to a trained reading education assistance dog. The dogs love to listen to children read while being petted and cuddled. Stevie and General will be here on Mondays from 3:30 to 5 p.m.
And on Saturday, April 13th at 10 a.m., we'll have Frankie the Poodle. There's plenty of fun planned for Saturdays in April. Local author Carol Breese will be sharing her children's book, Nairobi's Dreams, on April 6th at 10 a.m. She'll lead a discussion of the book, sign copies, and lead kids in an interactive challenge based on the book.
Linebaugh is partnering with Love Learning Music to provide music therapy sensory sessions on April 13th and 27th at 10 a.m. Kids can engage in a variety of musical games and activities and learn about music therapy resources in our community.
And don't miss the Murfreesboro Little Theater's production of the super silly children's favorite, The Stinky Cheese Man and Other Fairly Stupid Tales. The show will be performed in the children's program space on Saturday, April 20th at 10 a.m. and on Sunday, April 21st at 2 p.m.
Our Tween and Teen Book Bundles event continues each month for our young adult patrons. Scan the QR code online or in the YA section at Linebaugh and share your book preferences with us on the forum. Swing by Linebaugh to pick up your personalized bundle beginning April 1st.
Unleash your creativity at the Tween and Teen Tie-Dye Workshop. Join us at Linebaugh Library on Saturday, April 13th at 1 p.m. for a vibrant and hands-on experience. Express your unique style by designing your very own tie-dye masterpiece. Limited spots are available, so be sure to secure your spot by signing up online on our website. Don't miss out on the colorful fun. Let your imagination run wild and create a tie-dye shirt that's as unique as you are. And if you are a tween or teen who'd like to get more involved with the library and youth programming, consider joining our Teen Advisory Board. The Teen Advisory Board, or TAB for short, meets on the first Saturday of each month at 3 p.m. For more information, please contact Jawabi at jandrade@rclstn.org or call 615-893-4131, extension 138.
For more information about any of Linebaugh Library's programs, please contact 615-893-4131, extension 114. Visit our Youth Services page at rclstn.org or follow us for all of our events on the RCLS Facebook page.
We hope to see you soon at Linebaugh.
Hello, my name is Burl Beasley, and I would like to invite you to become a member of the Friends of Linebaugh Library. For over 40 years, the Friends organization has been supporting our local libraries by sponsoring programming, helping with the purchase of equipment and technology, and recognizing the staff for a job well done. To join Friends, email us at foalintheborough@gmail.com and request a membership form, or simply come by either Linebaugh, Myrtle Glanton Lord Library at Patterson Park, or the Tech and get one from the circulation desk. We look forward to your support.
Hey, Murfreesboro, this is Mike with the Bookmobile.
As we've been crisscrossing Rutherford County for the last month, I've had so many people ask, how do we find you? Well, starting this month, in addition to our weekly appointment visits and our special and civic events, we'll be adding regular community visits to our schedule. This will bring all the wonderful services the Rutherford County Library System provides closer to rural communities around the county who don't have a brick-and-mortar location nearby. So if you need a book, you want to grab your holds, make use of a notary, or take advantage of our free Wi-Fi, keep an eye out for when we'll be in your area. You can visit our website, rclstn.org, and click on Where's the Bookmobile, or check with our social media outlets. On March 18th, we'll be at Sports Cobb in Murfreesboro. On March 22nd, the Bookmobile will be on-site in Las Casas at Brown's Store on Route 96. And on March 26th, we'll be visiting Veterans Memorial Park in Laverne. All visits will be from 1 to 3 p.m. Thanks, and if you see us out in your community, come on over and say hi.
Hi there, it's Kathleen from the Technology Engagement Center. Welcome to spring and plenty of fun times at the library. The Adult Maker Club will be celebrating Earth Day by creating upcycled art. Sign up to enjoy the company of other crafters and make something clever and lasting. Pre-registration is required as space is limited for this event, which is free. All materials are provided. Just bring your inspiration. The Glowforge and 3D printer orientations are offered weekly if you'd rather learn how to use the library's equipment and make your own thing at your own pace. Email us for more information. Tiny Tech and Tinker Tech are our weekly STEAM programs for kids to learn about the scientific method and experimentation. STEAM means science, technology, engineering, art, and math, and they're always part of the program. Tiny Tech is aimed for the pre-K crowd and meets on Tuesday mornings. Tinker Tech is designed more for early elementary kids and takes place after school on Thursdays. But all ages are always welcome at these fun and social programs. Come step into the enchanting world of classic fairy tales and myths at the Tech Story Times. Children of all ages will be swept away by timeless tales and be inspired to create their own stories. Help instill a love for literature that will last a lifetime. Speaking of myths, our Cryptid Club meets monthly to learn about creatures and discuss the folklore stories and theories surrounding these fun phenomena. Learn more about cryptozoology and enjoy some related science and art activities. Cryptid Club is an all-ages program. The next installment of our Last Saturday Coding class series is Image Manipulation in Python. Learn how image data is stored, how we can manipulate this data to make custom filters, designs, and more. We'll discuss pixels, colors, filters, and how a green screen works, and we'll learn a little Python along the way. No coding experience is required. Ages 12 to 100, although all ages are welcome, free and open to the public. We update information for both the Sci-Fry Book Club and Books and Brews eBook Club via the library's social media. Check it out and join us for lively discussions every month. The Tech will be having an Eclipse event on April 8th with crafts, games, and of course, the Eclipse viewing. The Bookmobile will be joining us as well, so come check it out too. We're bracketing this event with a late March Eclipse planning party. Come learn about pinhole viewers. And later in April, we'll celebrate a Sky Day on Friday to round out our celestial programming. While the library does have eclipse viewing glasses, please understand that resources are limited and they are for those attending library events only. Thank you very much for understanding. More details for our events this month can be found on the RCLS website calendar, and we do post details to all social media. These programs are free and open to the public.
The Rutherford County Library System comprises six branches and a bookmobile throughout Rutherford County, including Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Eagleville, Patterson Park, the Technology Engagement Center, and the newly opened Historical Research Center. And remember, all RCLS events are free and open to the public unless otherwise stated. Please check our calendar at rclstn.org and social media for a full list of virtual and in-person programming and events. For a list of everything heard here today and for more information, please call 615-893-4131 or visit rclstn.org.
Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 9 o'clock. Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. The search for missing University of Missouri student Riley Strain continued into its 10th day Monday.